Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
What's the latest on the crew?
Deep in the air, left field, way back there. And that is out of here.
Let's find out now as Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports joins Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Broadcasting live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios. Powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
All right, let's get to our guy, Andrew Wagner. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. He's at American Family Field getting ready for Brewers and Athletics coming up. What's going on, Mr. Wagner?
Thank you, George Petak.
Yes.
That's all I have to say today.
I agree. George Petak, for those of you that don't know, was the politician who changed his vote at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Representing Racine in order to get American Family Field built. Without George Petak, it doesn't pass, and who knows where the Brewers are playing today.
Probably not Milwaukee. We have a roof, which means we are playing today, so that is very exciting news.
Absolutely correct on that one. All right, Mr. Wagner, let's talk about the news of the day. Oliver Dunn optioned to AAA yesterday, and Mr. Caleb Durbin called up. He's been playing third base at Nashville. Tell us what you know about Caleb Durbin from seeing him in spring.
He's a guy that they had hoped would make the roster out of camp. He was in the mix for it. He put up some decent offensive numbers in camp. He's got all the attributes that the Brewers offense thrives on. He's very athletic, a grinded out type guy, great on the base pass, a stolen base threat all the time. His defense, though, wasn't there. They sent him to Nashville to start things up. It's a small body of work, admittedly. He hit well there. His defense was okay there, but they're in a position where they need some production out of third base. They weren't getting with Oliver Dunn. They can't send Vinny Capper down without losing him. So they made the move, hoping that he can jumpstart and maybe take control of this position.
Is he shorter than Frelick? Isn't he like 5'6"?
We were just looking it up. He's listed at 5'7". And we're trying to figure out where that ranks on the list of shortest Brewers position players of all time.
Where's
He's
Mike
right
Felder?
Right down there with Shane Nance.
What about Mike Felder? Tiny. Ooh,
Tiny Felder, yeah. That's a name from the past.
Mike Felder, was his nickname was Tiny. He couldn't have been that tall at the end of the day. So, yeah, I don't know. But either way, those of you that are short like myself, you know, you got somebody else to root for. This team seemingly is all about short dudes. So I can get behind that as a Brewers fan. All right, let's talk about what we're looking at here from a Brewers pitching situation at this point. I think really, for the first time in a while, you feel pretty good with where you're at from the starting rotation to the bullpen, Mr. Wagner.
Yeah, if you look at the numbers, and excuse me for the echo, I'm in a staircase going down to the bowels here. I mean, if you look at the numbers overall, they're not great. Those numbers are tainted by those first four games in the blow-up. I think the Brewers still have like the third worst ERA in baseball. If you go back to April 1st, though, I mean, this pitching staff, front to back, has been nothing short of phenomenal. Four shutouts, second most in baseball, six other games of two runs or less. The guys that are going in there to do it are getting the job done. The guys going in there to protect it are getting the job done. You've had some hiccups. That's going to happen. They've done an incredible job with what they've had to deal with and who they're putting out there every day.
Let's talk about Freddie Peralta. He gets the nod tonight, coming in 1-1 with a 2.31 ERA against an Athletics team that, you know, they were horrible last year. I mean, I don't know if they were White Sox bad, but they were a pretty bad baseball team last year. This team now playing in Sacramento in a makeshift stadium that seats like 11 or 12,000 people. But they got some money spent on the payroll this year from their new owner, who plans on moving them to Vegas in the next couple of years. This isn't necessarily going to be easy pickings for the Brewers like maybe it has been the last couple of years when people have seen the Athletics on the schedule.
Well, it wasn't easy for the Brewers last year. I mean, they got swept, if I do recall, by the A's last season. You can't look over anybody. And yeah, the A's are definitely playing better baseball. They did go out and spend some money, primarily on Luis Severino, who I believe they see tomorrow. They're going to have to come in there like they have every other game and rely on their starting pitching to hold them down, try to scrape out an early lead, build on it, and pass it over. They can't look past them. That's the lesson.
Tyler Soderstrom is killing it right now. For those people that don't know who this dude is, he's already has 9 home runs and is slugging .712 at this point. See, and again, I know, but I want power at the corners, man. I so desperately want power at the corners, and I don't know if he can keep this up for an entire season necessarily one way or the other, but he has been a monster right now that Freddie Peralta needs to avoid at all costs at American Family Field.
Yeah, the things that we know about Freddie is he's probably going to give up home runs. That's just the way that he pitches. It's the way he always been. So it's kind of like the whole stopping Kareem thing back in the day. Let Kareem get his and don't let anybody else get hot. You know, if this dude's going to go out and mash, fine, let him go out and mash, but make sure there's nobody on base. You know, that's one of those things. When a guy's that good, you can't give him any mistakes to hit. But it's also more important to make sure you're not putting dudes on in front of him to make it some serious damage. So that's what Freddie's going to do. That's pretty much the MO.
Talking with Andrew Wagner of Forbes Sports. He joins us here, as he always does, on Tuesdays and Fridays on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. We broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Has there been any talk about lack of people in the stands at American Family Field for the last several games? Oh, I don't know, since opening day, because this is so typical Milwaukee. School's in session and nobody goes to the games.
I mean, that's how it's always been. I mean, it doesn't seem any different than years past. It doesn't seem like people are avoiding the team in droves. I mean, we see this every year. You know, like you said, school night, people aren't staying out late, they're not going out, kids got school in the morning, people got work in the morning. Usually when the weather starts getting nice and school starts getting out, you know, people start packing the place in. You see more groups coming out. And this isn't anything out of the ordinary.
Is it a Brewers thing or is it a Major League Baseball thing? Because I don't think this is a Bucks thing, I don't think. I mean, I don't remember there being such a gigantic difference. Maybe because the whole season's played in the school season during the school session, so you really don't ever get to see a difference necessarily with the Bucks. So that's probably an unfair comparison. But is it a baseball thing, do you think, or is it a Brewers thing?
I think the fact, too, that there's games every day makes it different than basketball. Hey, I tell you what, the last Bucks game that I was at a couple weeks ago, there was a lot of empty seats there, and I've seen a lot more of them watching games the last few months. So it's not like the Bucks are suddenly selling out every single game. But, yeah, again, I haven't noticed anything out of the ordinary. It just seems like your usual early season thing, and the numbers may be skewed because usually in years past you've had a Cubs series by now, and that usually boosts up the numbers a little bit. So, you know, people aren't really running out to watch the Rockies and the Reds and the Royals and the A's early season.
You look at the division settings right now, Cubs up by a game, then it's the Brewers 2 games back, Cardinals and Reds, the Pirates 3.5 back. So relatively close division, like I think everybody thought. I've stated to Charlie, him and I have had this conversation, is about, oh, well, you know, are you sold on the Cubs one way or the other? I'm like, I'm not sold on the Cubs. Yeah, they lost Steele, but they're still going to have to overcome injuries probably at some point this year. I think that's the one thing as a Brewers fan, you kind of stick out your chest a little bit to any of these other fans around the division going, we're probably going through the toughest part of our injury debacle this season right now, and you're still in the thick of it.
Yeah, it's like I said, get through this month at or around .500, and you start getting your guys back, and that's when you can go on a tear. Because, listen, everyone's going to get injured. Every team's going to deal with injuries. Cubs are going to deal with injuries. Reds are going to deal with injuries. I mean, it's just going to happen sooner or later. Then the trick is keeping yourself healthy and making the most of your opportunities. I think the Brewers are in really good position right now for everything that they've gone through and everything they've had to deal with to be where they're at right now. I really think it's the best possible scenario.
Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Thank you so much for coming on, my friend. And off you go to talk to Caleb Durbin.
Can't wait. See you later, friend.
Hey, you're going to have him by almost a foot.
At least.
Yeah, I mean, well, how tall are you? 6'2"?
6'5".
6'5". Oh, you're going to have literally by a damn foot. Man, how does it feel?
He's going to have me, Roziak, and McKelvey standing there. So.
Roziak's even taller. Is Roziak taller than you?
A little bit. We figured out we have the tallest beat in baseball. Like, we could put together and add Kurt Hoge into it. We've got a solid start.
Kurt Hoge also very tall. Yes, no question about it.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much, my friend. Appreciate it. There he is, Andrew Wagner, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. But Lev, we're being honest. When you're our size, Durbin and me at like 5'6", because he says 5'7". I see 5'6". Well, when you're 5'6", dude, you look up at everybody your whole life. Like, at some point, you're just like, yeah, okay, a bunch of dudes that are taller than me. Boy, I'm really shocked by that development at this point. If anything, you're excited because you're with Durbin. You got a bunch of other short guys in that clubhouse besides you. You're not the only one, at least. Like, Altuve probably has been the shortest guy in his clubhouse probably his whole career. Come to Milwaukee, and you're just one of many.